This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The governor of Puerto Rico relaxed some of the island's coronavirus restrictions last week. Slight bumps up in restaurant and theater capacities, among them. Did keep a 10 p.m. curfew in effect, though. For people trying to run businesses that depend on tourists coming to the island, the pandemic is just one of the many challenges they are facing. Maria Mercedes Grubb knows that all too well. She is the executive chef of a restaurant in San Juan called Gallo Negro. Chef, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
What was it like, just so people have some context here, what was it like running a restaurant in Puerto Rico before the pandemic?
Well, I mean, there's before Maria and after Hurricane Maria.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the power grid in Puerto Rico hasn't been the best. So that forced us to many restaurants and many people in the metropolitan area to have to shut down sometimes during weekends, water outages. We're dealing with tourists trying to convince them to come back to the island, a very, very shaky political situation going on. And it just felt like every day was 2020 since 2017, really.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to resonate with people because 2020 has been something. But so you're
exactly
So you're living that reality, and then actual 2020 hits, and this pandemic, and then what happens?
Well, actually, before the pandemic, in January, we started having a lot of earthquakes, which also forced the power grid out and a lot of people to not be able to open. And this is January 2020. Then comes March. Puerto Rico immediately went into a lockdown, mainly because, you know, we're an island and we didn't really get the best support in the hurricane. So at least the government was smart enough to do a curfew. And it went from everybody had to be in by 5 to back to 7 to back to 10, back to 7 again. Huh. And just a fight against that COVID curve. But unfortunately, if you're a business owner, that means that you've been months and months without being able to open to the public or generate any money. And
right.
There's nobody helping you. So
well, so tell me about that. Here you are trying to run a business. You've got people working for you, but nobody can come to the restaurant. I imagine you've had to lay people off and fundamentally close the restaurant, right?
Well, right before this happened, the numbers weren't really adding up. We kept trying to get back up from Maria. But like I said, every weekend, something different would kind of like hit you back down. And eventually, my brother, who was the owner of the restaurant, Johnny, he sold the key.
Yeah.
But
he sold the key. What does that mean?
That means that we sold the space, everything inside the restaurant. A lot of business owners do this. So we got lucky in a way that we skipped the COVID. However, the plans to get up immediately, anything that you can think of getting back up is canceled because there's nothing to get up to. So immediately after this happened, I have a foundation that's run with a bunch of friends in the industry. And we just immediately took the task of feeding people in the industry and then to make money, a little bit of freelancing here and there, try to do pop-ups.
Yeah,
it's just a game of reinventing yourself and trying to find a way because people still want to eat. People still want to. You've seen everybody's making banana bread at home. So everybody's trying to still stay relevant somehow.
I wonder if you're exhausted. You must be deeply, deeply tired.
You know, it's just even before 2020 hit, it just felt like it's been a game of you work twice as much to make half as much. And it has continued to be that way in the restaurant industry, unfortunately. And yeah, that's exhausting.
Chef Maria Mercedes, we got her in San Juan, Puerto Rico. You started on a restaurant called Gallo Negro.
Yes.
Now runs a foundation called Serve PR. Chef, thanks very much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.